man and woman from Georgia have been arrested after tossing two puppies into a Fond du Lac retention pond. Sunday evening, Fond du Lac police were called to the pond on West Rolling Meadows Drive and South Hickory Street for a report of two individuals seen throwing the puppies into the pond in an aggressive manner. Those two individuals were arrested and taken to jail. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac Animal Shelter Manager Renee Webb. Good morning, Renee.
Good morning.
So this is the second case of animal abuse in a couple of days. There was also a report of an emaciated dog at a Fond du Lac apartment complex over the holiday weekend. What's going on here?
Well, obviously, we can't release any information that hasn't already been released by the police department, because fortunately, both of these cases are criminal cases.
Let me start off by asking you about the starving dog. Where was that?
This was there was a next door neighbor that was mowing the grass, and they knew that the apartment was supposed to have been empty, that the tenants had moved out about a month earlier, and they saw movement in a window and called the police.
And the police found the puppy, or dog, puppy?
The police found a cat inside the residence, as well as a dog that was confined to a back room.
So the people who lived there just abandoned their pets?
And that's what the police are trying to wade through right now, as far as who was actually supposed to be in charge of taking care of these animals.
All right. Do you know how long the tenants had been gone? How long the animals had been on their own?
Gauging from the amount of feces and urine that was inside the residence, as well as the condition of the dog, we have a grading scale that goes from one being severely emaciated to 10 being severely obese, and we're all trying to figure out if there was a possibility of doing a negative one.
Oh my goodness.
The dog had absolutely no fat mass. He had absolutely no muscle mass. He was having a very hard time staying up on his feet, and he had basically, his body had consumed all of the fat, had consumed all of the muscle, and it was really just consuming itself as a means to try to stay alive.
Is the dog going to be okay?
We most certainly hope so, and we are absolutely dedicated to that mission right now. A lot of people don't understand that one of the worst things that you can do for anyone who is in this kind of condition is to feed them, because your stomach can actually bloat and twist, and it will cause death very quickly. And an animal that is in this sorry of shape would never be able to survive the surgery that would be required to actually fix that situation. So ever since Sunday, we have been feeding him very small amounts of food every 3 hours around the clock, and it's being monitored very closely by the veterinarian. And we constantly continue to change and adjust that schedule based on how he's doing. He's got a very, very long road ahead of him. He's had some pretty serious load of intestinal parasites, which was not helping him at all. The parasites demand to be fed first.
Wow.
So that was, and we have to be very, very careful, the types of medications and the types of wormers and everything that we use on him. At this point, he is anemic. So we're just going to, it's probably going to be 10 days before any of us takes a deep breath and says, we got this.
All right. And have police made contact with the people who had lived there? Are you aware?
I know that the police are investigating. I know that they have made contact with several individuals, and I know that the police department is they're taking this very, very seriously. We are, I've said it so many times, we are very fortunate in our city in that we have a district attorney, a city attorney, a police department, police officers that take this seriously, and they investigate and they do prosecute animal crime. That is not the case in a lot of areas.
All right. All right. Sunday evening, police were called to the retention pond over on West Rolling Meadows Drive and South Hickory Street. There were a couple of individuals who were tossing puppies into the pond. I was reading through the press release that the police department sent out, and it sounded to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I don't know what your reaction was. It was clearly the wrong thing to do. It initially sounded to me like this was their idea of playing with the puppies. That was my initial reaction. I don't know. That was my reaction. Was that your understanding or not? Or were they being cruel? Were they intentionally being cruel to the puppies?
I don't honestly know either what the thought process was inside these individuals' heads. I know that there was a concerned citizen that saw what was happening and started to video it and then called 911 to get help for the puppies. But yes, my understanding is that, and I have not seen the video, and quite honestly, I don't want to see the video. It was actually described to me by officers. But I understand that what they were doing was literally a 360 spin and launching the puppies out into the middle of a pond.
Right. It said 10 to 20 feet out in the water. But the puppies are only 8 weeks old. So they are
young puppies, and one of the puppies in particular was apparently coughing up water.
Yeah,
is what I was told, and then we got there, and as always, the neglect and abuse in every other case, the Humane Society, we're always contacted to go out and provide support and assistance, and my concern at the time was the possibility that they had aspirated water into their lungs, which can be fatal for puppies if it leads to pneumonia. One of our veterinarians brought up afterwards that blue-green algae is a thing.
Yeah.
And there was a possibility of the puppies having made contact with that. So, I mean, right now the puppies are in good spirits. They're active and playful. They're kind of beating each other up as puppies would, which is a good sign that everything is going correctly. But they were put on a broad-spectrum antibiotic to try to counter any of the possible effects that could have been caused by being launched into a stagnant pond in Fondalac.
Yeah. I'm wondering if, again, I don't know, I'm just thinking off the top of my head why somebody would do this. I'm wondering if alcohol was a factor here and they had their puppies and they thought it would be fun to toss them in the pond thinking they'd swim. They weren't. I don't know. I'm just. What's going through their mind? It was a terrible thing to do to these puppies. I don't.
And the majority of us, the majority of good, caring, quality citizens,
would never even think of doing
something. Not understand it.
Yeah. I know.
We're supposed to understand.
No.
But what we are supposed to do is act on behalf of innocent animals who.
Right.
You know, this is, they can't speak for themselves. They really can't. I mean,
no.
There is a certain level of passion for animals that exceeds anything else. And I think the reason behind that is because they can never speak. They can never tell you what happened to them.
Were you out there? Did you go out there?
We did. I did. Yes. Well,
did you talk
to the police department when it happened?
But, did you see the two people?
No. When it comes to the these types of scenes, we do not.
You just grab the animals.
Our only concern is the animals
right.
in the case, and quite honestly, we do not make contact with the alleged criminals in any of these cases.
Right.
Yeah. That's for the police. That's for the police department. That's their job.
Right.
And they do a good job in our city.
Right. Well, this has certainly created a stir on social media, and these two individuals were taken to jail. And
they were arrested, yes, and they have been charged.
And they have been charged.
Correct.
Right.
When I believe that they were arrested on animal cruelty
Correct.
Charges.
Correct. All right. Well, just unbelievable what people will do, and you just shake your head sometimes.
No, absolutely. You know, and the reality of it is, it's probably going to be a very long time before the details come out
yeah.
and exactly what was going on over the weekend in Fond du Lac.
Unbelievable. All right. Renee Webb, Fond du Lac Animal Shelter Manager. Always a pleasure having you on the show. We greatly appreciate you joining us this morning.
Have a wonderful rest of the week.